The 7-member council needed 5 votes to bring a bond measure to voters this fall. After months of negotiations, they considered 2 proposals. Councilor Aaron Mendenhall pitched a $100 million bond that would go toward converting the Glendale Golf Course into a regional park, river access projects, trails, and other improvements. Councilor Luke Garrett's $58 million version left Glendale open for the foreseeable future. Mendenhall argued not passing a bond means lost recreation opportunities for residents and the continued loss of money from golf courses.
It truly is a recreational forum that is on the decline, and we are a city that owns a multitude of golf courses. The reality is that we aren't actually meeting all of the recreation desires of our public.
Councilor Charlie Luke cast his no vote on both proposals remotely. He called them both wish lists, adding neither address existing and ongoing maintenance needs in the city.
It would be improper, in my opinion, for me as a council member to vote to put something on the ballot that is not complete and that is not a full package.
Mayor Ralph Becker said early Tuesday it's not appropriate to use bond money to cover maintenance. He released a statement saying he didn't support the bond at this time because it needed more work and worried that it would compete with Salt Lake County's ballot measure that would raise sales taxes to pay for transportation needs. Whitney Evans, KUER News.